This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we all strive to be organised, right? I mean, it's up there at the top of the wish list, along with a lie-in and maybe a hot cup of tea. But it's so difficult when you're trying to juggle so many plates all of the time. I'm hoping that my guest today may just have the secret. TikToker Emma Roberts is better known as Organised by Em by her 100,000 followers. She shares quick wins and easy fixes for everything from school uniforms to kids' wardrobes, and her ideas are fabulous. Welcome back to Brummie Mummies. My name is Zoe Chamberlain. I'm a journalist, author and mum. I launched Brummie Mummies as a community for families to share with you stories from the most inspiring mums and dads to help you find out how they juggle family life and everything that comes with it. So let's get straight into Emma's tips and suggestions now. Hi, Emma. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Hi, Zoe. Thank you for having me.
So I love your channel. It's just so full of so many tips that I think, gosh, why haven't I got that in my life already? I mean, I think being organised is something that most mums and dads strive for, but it's so difficult when you're trying to juggle so many plates all the time. So what's your secret? Have you always been an organised person?
I think so. Well, I'm a Virgo and by...
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not so organised.
But we're supposed to be perfectionists and I really think that I am. I'm very hard on myself. So I think that, I really like to have systems in place. And I think I've always kind of been that way. I always call it helping my future self. So just making sure that I'm doing things now to make life a little bit easier in the future for myself.
That's a good plan. Yes. And you've got more than 100,000 followers on TikTok.
I know.
When did you launch your channel and why did you decide to do it?
So it's been a couple of years now. It was in January 2021. So we were in like the thick of COVID. I was doing homeschool. I was working. And TikTok was massive. I think everyone was in that phase of doing like TikTok dances and stuff. I don't know. I started off by sharing a video of sort of how I keep the kids' bedrooms organised and didn't mention it to anyone. I just did it. And then I did a video of a birthday card folder that I do. And I do it at the start of every year. I just make a list of everybody's birthdays. And then I tick them off as I go throughout the year and just store all the birthday cards in there just to sort of plan ahead and make sure that I'm not missing anyone's birthdays.
That's a great idea.
I posted it and I remember I did it on the Wednesday morning and forgot about it, like got on with the kids' schoolwork and stuff. And then later that evening, I looked and it had like 25,000 views. So I was like, this is crazy. And then it just went from there, that video. In the end, I think it got to just under 1 million views and it just sort of took off from there and then just shared videos as and when things sort of cropped up. So a lot of the stuff is things that I already do, but then people would comment and say that they wanted tips on certain things. And I was like, oh, how can we make stuff a bit easier? And it's sort of just grown from there. It's just got bigger and bigger.
Brilliant. I love your tips about creating activity packs for car journeys. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Oh, yeah. So my youngest used to get really, really car sick. She's thankfully, touch wood, grown out of that now. But it was just about sort of creating distraction tactics and techniques so that when we were in the car, she wasn't thinking about it. She wasn't looking out the window because I think that makes it worse. I remember we were about to go on a family holiday just in the UK and decided to create these little packs. So just little bits and bobs to keep them entertained in the car. No like writing or reading because that would obviously make the sickness worse. But I'd also include little snacks in there too. So they were given to them at the start of the journey and then it's up to the kids to decide when they want to have that snack and when they want to play with that particular toy. And it saves us in the front having to keep constantly like dipping into bags in the front and passing stuff back and forth. That's kind of where the thought came from. And I tend to do them now for most journeys. The kids look forward to them. It's just something fun for them to keep them occupied on the way to wherever we're going.
I love that it's, because I think so many parents would think, oh, if I give the kids the snacks at the start of the journey, they'll just eat them all immediately and that'll be it then. But for you, it's about them managing their own time and when they're going to have the snacks so that they don't run out before the end.
Yeah, I think they learn quite quickly that if they eat all their snacks in one go, then there's no more snacks, that's it. They've both got really good at recognising that they'll have like one little snack to begin with and then maybe a little bit further down the line they'll have another. So, yeah, I guess it's giving them that independence to make their own decision.
Yeah. And your advice about being organised on school days is fantastic. Tell us about your homework station and your uniform suggestions.
Yeah, so the homework station came from the kids get so much stuff from school, not necessarily just homework, but letters as well. So what I've done is just created it's in our shoe cupboard. So it's somewhere that we basically go into every single day and see all the time. These little homework stations, which is just a hanging organiser, and I pop in any letters from school, any of the homework that the kids get, so that there's a constant reminder that it needs doing. I've also included on there the different days of the week that they do PE because they do it on all sorts of different days. So it's just a good way of keeping on top of that too. And I keep the kids' book bags there as well, just so everything's in one place. There's no running around in the morning looking for stuff. And then the school uniform. So for my eldest, I started a couple of years ago. I got a hanging organiser that lives in his wardrobe and it's got five different little like areas within that organiser that I label by day of the week. And I'm incredibly lucky that our kids' schools, they don't have to wear like the school branded uniforms, so I can buy all the supermarket uniforms. So I'm able to buy in multi-packs. So I just make sure that I've got enough for one every day. So I can wash it all at the weekend, get it ironed, folded, popped away. And I have them all separated by day. So it's got, for my son, it has like his underwear in there, his socks and his school uniform for that day. So that after breakfast, he can just take himself upstairs and go and find whatever day of the week it is and get himself ready. So again, I think it's creating that independence for him. And then for my daughter, she wears dresses. So instead of having the hanging organiser, I actually hang up all of her clothes and have hangers with the days of the week on instead, so that she can pick out whatever day is relevant for her too.
So is part of it about the kids taking responsibility for themselves? You know, you're helping them to become more independent.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it really helps them from the independence point of view. And then for me, it means that I can do their breakfast, help them get ready, but then they can go and pick out their uniform and they know that it's Tuesday, so my son's doing PE, so he knows that it's a PE day. And I think, yeah, it gives them that independence and it also helps me as well so that I'm not having to run around and pull different bits out from different places and try and figure out what they're supposed to be wearing that day.
Do you think that's something we should always do as parents? I think the trouble is sometimes it feels quicker just to do stuff for them ourselves, but is that where we're falling into the trap?
I think it's a bit of two ways, isn't it? Because they're only children and there's only so much that they can do and that they should do. I think giving them the opportunity to have that independence is really good. I know that like my daughter, she constantly craves it. She is such an independent little thing and she wants to do everything herself. So it gives her that opportunity to do it. And then with my son, who I think would prefer me to do everything for him, it then puts a bit of ownership on him to make sure that he gets ready every day by himself.
Yes. I suppose that that's the thing, isn't it? It's passing on these life skills to our kids. So do you think that they see that you're organised in how you live your life? And do you hope that they'll pick up on that? It sounds like your daughter certainly has already.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter, she loves cleaning, she loves tidying. Teachers tell us all the time at school that she's like tidy up champion. She absolutely loves it.
Gosh, does she want to come round my house?
I know. It's crazy though, whenever they go to my mom and dad's house, they destroy the place. They just get everything out. But I think that it definitely instills something in them. They see that like that I have the systems in place. And like, as I say, my daughter, she loves to get stuff ready herself and she loves to keep her bedroom nice and tidy and organised and she knows where everything is. So I think it definitely is. It is about passing stuff on to them. I think equipping them with that opportunity to be independent and sort of do things for themselves as well.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So tell us a bit more about those systems you have in place, like that first video about keeping the kids' bedrooms tidy. I think that every parent will want to know how you do that. What's your secret?
So I think with the kids' bedrooms, I think a big part of it is storage. It's about making sure that there's lots of storage. Kids' stuff gets everywhere. I mean, Lego, oh my gosh, it's everywhere, isn't it? It's impossible to keep on top of. But I think having the right amount of storage and looking at places that you might not necessarily think of. So with both of my kids, we've got loads of storage under their bed. And I really like I get boxes from IKEA that I can just pull in and out of the bed quite easily. Both of my kids absolutely love teddy bears. So teddies live under the bed in storage boxes. Also using like storage up high. So for instance, on top of the wardrobes, I think that's a really good spot for keeping stuff as well. I really like labels. I use labels and people that watch my video will see that I label pretty much everything. But I think labels help because it shows to the kids where stuff should go as well. When my daughter, she can sort of sound things out now. So just use worded labels for her now. But when she was younger, I used to use pictures instead on like different storage boxes. So if it was for Barbie, I'd put like the Barbie logo on, or if My Little Pony, My Little Pony logo. So that she was able to see that and identify that that's where things should live. I think it's impossible for it to be perfect. They're children and they should play and they shouldn't be frightened about making a bit of a mess. But I think that the storage is just a really big one. So I have in both of their rooms like little storage bags that they can just throw stuff in at the end of the day, just so the floor's tidy and we're able to like make our way through the bedroom, because sometimes the Lego can go everywhere. I think it's just about making sure that you've got the right storage and that the kids are able to understand where stuff lives. I try and give everything a home. I think that that's really important too.
Yeah, that makes sense. So do you make that part of your day that they'll put everything into that storage bag at the end of the day?
Yeah, if by the time it's bedtime, if everything's not away, then yeah, definitely. And the same, like my daughter's got a Barbie dream house and it's too big to live in a bedroom, so it's in our kitchen. And so she's got a big storage bag down there that she has to put all of her Barbies in at the end of the day before she goes to bed.
And what about your top tips for keeping the house clean, especially when you've got no time to clean?
Oh, I know. It's a never-ending task, isn't it?
It is housework.
So I think it's about just doing little and often and trying to keep on top of it as best as you can. So rather than just leaving everything to accumulate, to do it all like at the weekend or on a day that you're off work, I think it's more about just trying to keep it generally quite clean and tidy as and when you can. I've created for most of the rooms in our house now, like a little basket that has like microfiber cloth in. It's got like an extendable reach duster for around the ceiling. It's got anti-bat wipes so that if I'm in the living room and I've got 5 minutes, I can just do a really quick top up clean and then run around with the vacuum. So I think that's a good tip. I think also my house never seems to be cleaner or tidier, and I can never do it quicker than if I know that someone's about to come round, if someone's coming round in like half an hour.
Yes.
So sometimes I'll set myself little timers. So I'll be like, right, I've got half an hour before I need to pick the kids up. What can I do in half an hour? I'm very competitive. So knowing that I'm up against the clock, it does really help me to sort of do more. So I think also using that is a really good technique. Where I can find 20 minutes, setting a timer and just getting it done. But I think
that's
a big
good
stuff,
idea, that is, because you don't get distracted then, do you? Just stay focused on the task.
If you just set yourself aside that time, you can just get it done. And I think just a big one is just, I know that sometimes it can be really difficult. You get to the end of the day and you're like, I'm tired. I just want to go sit down and watch some TV or go to bed. But I think just of an evening, if you can just do as much tidying, putting stuff away as possible, I think it really, really helps. It's nothing better than waking up in the morning to like a nice clean kitchen or tidy kitchen, seeing last night's like frying pan or plates and dishes. I think it just sets your day off to a bad start. So where I can, try and get it done of an evening so that, again, I'm being kind to my future self for in the morning.
I love that phrase. That's great. I think I try to do that as well. But do you think as a result of that, sometimes you don't end up living in the moment because you're always planning ahead? Like you plan something and then rather than just enjoying that moment, you're then thinking about the next thing you've got to plan.
Yeah, I guess so. I think what I try and do though is I think almost the element of the planning ahead helps me enjoy those moments. So for instance, like when we're in the car, because we've done those kids' activity packs and they can have their snacks as and when, it means that the car journey is much more enjoyable. And like when we're planning for going out for the day, if I've got the bag packed on the evening, then it means that in the morning you can just concentrate on getting everyone ready and out the door, and then we can have a lovely day and we've got everything that we need. So I think the planning ahead almost helps in that way. So I'm helping my future self again to enjoy those moments where we're all together and we're having family time.
Yes. Yeah. And what about for planning ahead for big events like Christmas or the school holidays?
Yeah. So Christmas, I've already started my Christmas shopping, which I know
makes
some people
go,
what? But I think also from like a budgeting point of view, I think it really helps. So because I've started it now, obviously that means that I'm not leaving everything till November, December, and then having to spend lots of money all at once. And it allows me to shop around as well. There's some really good deals out there at the moment, like all the toy sales with the supermarkets. I think they all tend to happen like now and in the coming weeks. So I think it's always good to plan ahead from that point of view. And I think with Christmas as well, I don't know if anyone else gets this, but whenever we go into a toy shop, if we're buying for like someone's birthday or something, the kids are constantly asking for things. So I tell them that it's going on their Christmas list, and we take photos on my phone, and then I have folders saved on my phone of the things that the kids have pointed out over the last few months, so that that sort of helps build their Christmas list. So yeah, I think planning ahead for Christmas always helps. And especially, you know, if the kids want something that's like one of the most sought after toys, if you can try and get it early, then it saves a lot of headaches and stress in the lead up to Christmas. And then school holidays. So, I mean, the 6 weeks from a childcare point of view, it can be so difficult, can't it, with planning like where the kids are going to go, if you've got to work, and just filling their days. So I have a spreadsheet that I set up that almost lays out our whole summer holiday schedule. So I know if there's clubs that they're going to, or if they're going to grandparents to be looked after, or if, you know, one of us needs to take a day off work to look after them. And it just really helps plan what we need to do during those holidays.
Yeah, so it all goes smoothly.
Yeah.
Yes. And I guess it's fun for them as well, because then they've got an idea of where they're going and what they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Although I don't ever, if we're going on like big days out, I don't tend to tell the kids until it happens. It's just, I don't know why. I've just never, I think it's because I'm always concerned, you know, if something was to happen at the last minute. So I tend to keep things surprises up until we go, or until the, like the day before or whatever. So but yeah, it definitely helps us from a planning point of view to know like who needs to be where and what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I know you've said about kids storage. What other ideas do you have for storage around the house, like in the kitchen or in the bathroom?
Yeah, so in the kitchen, I'm a massive fan of decanting big boxes. So like cereals, for instance, they come in such big boxes. So I like to put them in storage canisters. One, it helps keep them fresh. And two, it's a massive space saver. So I do that a lot in the kitchen. I also have in my fridge, I have fridge organizers so that everything's sort of split by like different category. And it really helps with keeping on top of like use by dates and best before dates. It helps keep the fridge clean as well. So for instance, if like a froob leaks everywhere, it's only leaked in that small little compartment where the yogurts are kept, and it's much easier to keep clean. And again, if I just want to clean like one area of the fridge, it's a lot easier to do. So yeah, I'm a big fan of decanting and also using organizers in the fridge. And then in the bathroom, I absolutely love Lazy Susans. I don't know if you've seen them. They're like the spinning circular storage bits. And yeah, I use those in the bathroom just because we have so much stuff that we have for the bathroom. So just pop it all on there, and it's much easier to see in the cupboard and sort of be able to take stuff without knocking over 5 bottles to get things.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Is that the same for like the cupboard under the sink? That kind of in the kitchen, that always seems to be chaotic in a house.
Yeah. Yeah, so I use Lazy Susans in there. And I think we're like really struggling for space. Places like The Range and B&M are really good for getting like little shelf units that you can pop in there, so that it creates more space, you know, for like putting your plates on. I also use a Lazy Susan for spice jars. So it's just much easier to grab something out of the cupboard than try and go through all those different spice bottles trying to find something.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it's so handy. So we have 3 questions that we ask all of our guests, and I'm going to fire them at you now, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
So what would be 2 things you would tell your 18-year-old self if you had the chance?
Well, first of all, so my partner, Tom, me and him have been together since we were 16. So I'd say, you're going to stick with Tom. You'll be together. I probably wouldn't have believed that we'd have 2 children by now. But yeah, so I think that's probably one. I think it would be, that just to really like trust in the plans that I had. So I think when I was 18, I think I always knew that I wanted to do the job that I do now. So I think I would definitely say stick on the path, because I know that when I went to uni, I was like, oh, is this the right thing? Is this what I want to do? So I'd say definitely stick with that.
And what are three things that you love to do every day? What gives you a good start, end and routine to the day?
So I wake up so much earlier than everyone else in the house. So my alarm goes off like half five most mornings. I love to get up before anyone else gets up. The house is nice and quiet. I can have a cup of tea and try and get ahead of some of the things that I need to do that day. I love having time with the kids and with my partner. So like of an evening, once we've sort of like finished for the day and we've put everything away, just love having family time, like just watching TV, or on Fridays we tend to have like movie nights where we'll push the sofas together. So I absolutely love doing that. And I really, yeah, I love the evening when it's a bit quieter in the house, the kids are in bed, we can reflect on the day, and just, yeah, I guess just feel really grateful for everything that we have.
Yeah, that's lovely, definitely. And finally, what would be your one piece of advice for somebody who's feeling quite overwhelmed by their life and that it's not very ordered and structured at all?
I think that you can make the changes to do it. It's really, I think it's about just sort of planning ahead. I know I keep talking about being kinder to your future self, but it really is, like, it's really about just putting in place really simple, really, really simple systems and processes in place. Gosh, that sounds really structured, but it is. It's about just making your life easier. So as I say, of an evening, once the kids are in bed, I'll make sure that the school uniforms are all ready. I'll make sure that I can pack whatever I can pack of their lunch boxes, their shoes are by the front door, their bags are packed and ready, so that in the morning we can enjoy our time together. And I think that that makes the mornings a lot easier. And I think there's so many different things that you can do just by planning ahead that will make your life a lot easier. So yeah, I think I'd just say to them that it's very easy to sort of change, make some of those changes. I know that obviously there's bigger things at play sometimes that you aren't able to control, but where you can control things, I think by doing those smaller, simple processes just makes life a lot easier.
That's brilliant. Great advice there. Thank you, Emma. It's great to chat to you.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You can read more about Emma and all of her tips on the Birmingham Live website and on Brummie Mummies on Facebook and Instagram. And you can watch all of her videos for yourself by following Organised by Em on Instagram and TikTok. Brummie Mummies is a Laudable production, which you can download or stream on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Please share this episode with anyone who may find it useful. See you next time.